Kabbalah Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph Kam and Tam and Baruch Shenechleku Vechnisan L'Toch HaBayit. All the parts of a mate that we mentioned in the previous part that are mitame ba'ayot, mitame anything under the same roof as it, that it split, and then it was brought inside the house. Meaning to say that we had the shear that was needed to be mitame ba'ayot, but that shear was split, and it was in two different places. Half of the shear was in one place, and the other half was in a different place. Rav Yosef ben Hyrcanus mitayer, v'chacham mitame. Rav Yosef ben Hyrcanus said that his Torah will not be mitame things that are under the same roof as it. The reason being that since we don't have the shear that is needed in one place, instead it's split in two different places, it's not mitame ba'ayo. While the Chacham disagree, they are mitame. And since we have the shear underneath the same roof, even though it's not in the same place, it would be mitame ba'ayo. Ketza. What's a different case? Where does the Machlokes Rav Yosef ben Hyrcanus and the Chacham? Hanogea b'kishnei chetei zeisim min anavela onosa. Somebody who touches two half zeisim from an avela, or carries two separate half zeisim from an avela, in that case also, a dose of an hokeness would be matame, and the chacham would be matame. And just like they argue, where we have two halves of a shear under an oil, so too they argue by tumas negia, if we have two half zeisim of an avela, it's two separate half zeisim, and you touch both of the two half zeisim at the same time, or you carry the two half zeisim at the same time, according to a dose of an hokeness, you would not be tame, since the shear is split in half. As opposed to Chachamim, they hold that it is mitame, just like they hold that if you have two half zeisim of a maize, it would be mitame. But also too, if you have two half zeisim of a nevela, it would be mitame binagia, bin maize. So too, they argue, if you have two half shiurim of a maize, as far as other tumas besides tumas are, as the Mishnah goes on to explain, Hanogea b'kechet izayis umahel, somebody who touches a half his eyes of a mace, and at the same time he is mahel, he puts his body over another half zayas of a mace. Just like a mace is mitame baruch, mitame everything under the same roof as it, so too, somebody who puts himself over a kezayas from a mace would become tame. So in this case, he touched a half his eyes while he put himself over a different half his eyes. The Mefarshim explained that we're talking about where when he put his body over the half his eyes of the mace, there was less than a tefa between the mace and his body. In such a case, this would be similar to tumas negia. So therefore, according to the Chacham, in this case, that you touch the half his eyes and you put yourself over a different half his eyes, we're talking about two different ways of being tame by negia, by touching. So therefore, according to the Chacham, you would be tame over here. O negia b'kechet yizayis, u'kechat yizayis mahel olav. Or if he touches half his eyes, and the different half of his eyes of a mace is put over him. And again, in this case, there was less than a tefa between his body and the mace that was put over him. And the mace that's put over you would be mitame. So therefore, this is both tumas nikia. So therefore, according to Chachami, you would be tame. Since you have two half zaysen that you touch or were mile over, or was mile over you at the same time. Mahel al kishnei cheti zaysen. Or if you put your body over two separate half zeisim from a mace, mahel al kechati zayis, ukechati zayis, mahel alav. Or you put your body over a half a zayis of a mace, and at the same time, a half a zayis of mace is put over you. But Yosef ben Hyrcanus mitayer, v'chacham mitame. In these cases, also there's a machlokes between our Yosef ben Hyrcanus and the Chacham. Our Yosef ben Hyrcanus is mitayer since the zayis is in two different places. There's one half of zayis in one place, another half of zayis in another place. According to Rav Yosef ben Hyrcanus, you would not be tame in this case. While the Chachamim disagree, the Chachamim hold that you are tame, and according to the Chachamim, since you have a kezayis of a mace, even though the kezayis was split and you touched one half and the other half was put over you, or you were over that half of zayis, these are both considered tumas negiah, and therefore the two half zeisim combined to form a kezayis and to be mitame you. Avo anogea b'kechati zayis, udaber acher ma'al alav ba'al kechati zayis. But in such a case, if you touch a half a kezayis of a mace, and at the same time, a different thing is put over you and over a half a zayis of a mace, meaning to say that at the same time you touch a half a kezayis, something was put over you that acted as an oil, that acted as a roof, and underneath that roof was both yourself and a different half of kezayis of a mace. And we're talking about where there was more than a tefach between the half the guys of the mace and the oil. So in this case, it's not similar to Tumas Negia. Instead, it's considered Tumas oil. So we can't combine the two half kazaisim. Even though you touch the half of kazaisim at the same time, that you're under the same roof as a different half of kazaisim. These are two different Tumas. One is Tumas Negia, and the other one is Tumas oil. And even according to the Chachamim, you cannot combine Tumas Negia with Tumas oil. So therefore, you would not be Tumas in this case, even according to the Chachamim. Oh, Maho al Kachati Zayas. Or you put yourself over half a kazayas, and there was something else that was put over you in a different half a kazayas at the same time, you would be tar in this case also. As again, even according to the Chachamim, in this case, we can't combine the two half a kazayasim, since one half kazayas is considered tumas negia if you put yourself over a half a kazayas and was left in the tefa between you and half a kazayas, so that's considered tumas negia. And then you were under the same roof at the same time with a different half a kazayas of a mace. And in that case, there was more than a tefa between the half a kazayas of the mace and the oil. So that's considered tumas oil, and that cannot combine with tumas negia. So therefore, even according to the Chachamim in this case, you would be taught. I'm Rabbi Meir, after Zer, Rabbi Deisib and Horkin is Matar, the Chachamim Mitam. Rabbi Meir said, in this case also Rabbi Deisib and Horkin is Matar, and the Chachamim are mitame. As the Chachamim would hold in this case also, even though half of kazayas was tumas negia and the other half of kazayas was tumas oil, that the two half kazayasim would combine and you would become tame according to Rabbi Meir. Hakol tame chutz min amaga ima masa. V'hamasa ima oil. You're always considered tame if you become tame from two separate half kazayasim according to the Chachamim. With the exception of that you touch a half a kazayas, and you carry the other half a kazayas, as tumas negia and tumas masa cannot combine. Or if you carried half a kazayas and you're under the same roof as a different half kazayas, tumas masa and tumas oil cannot combine to make you tumas. Even according to the Chachamim, you would be tar in these cases. This is a general rule. Anytime you are metame to two separate half kazayas, and they were mishem echad with the same tuma. In other words, he touched two half kazayasim at the same time, so therefore they were both tumas negia, so they would combine according to the Chachamim. In such a case, you would be tuma. But if the two half kazayasim made you tuma from shnei shemos, from two different shame tumos, one with the tumas maga and the other with tumas oil, or one with tumas maga and the other with tumas masa, so in such a case, the two half kazayasim cannot combine to be mitame you, since they were metamiyu in two different ways. One was tumas negia, the other one was tumas oil or tumas masa. So they cannot combine, even according to Chachamim, to be metamiyu. You would have to become tamiyu from an entire kezias from the same tumas, such as tumas negia, in order to become tamiyu. Habayis tamiyu, a scoopful of decomposed particles of a mate that was scattered inside a house and got mixed in with the dirt from the dirt floor of the house. The bias is Tamei, and the Mali Tavri record would be Matami Ba'al, and anybody that comes under their roof of this house would become Tamei. And the Mali Tavri record is the amount that is needed for record to be Matami Ba'al, and even though it got mixed in with the dirt from the house, it's still Matami. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, he holds that since the Mali Tavri record was scattered in the house and got mixed in with the dirt from the house, it's no longer Matami. As it did it, the Mali Tavri record was only Matami if the mace was buried in a coffin that's made out of ebon, stone, or shayish, or marble. Then we know for sure that when the body decomposed, there are no particles that got mixed in with the body, as opposed to if it was buried in a coffin that was made out of wood. Then when the body started decomposing, part of the wood also decomposed and got mixed in with the record from the mace. In such a case, Chachamim tell us that the record would not be mitame. And Rabbi Shimon holds, just like when the body started decomposing, it's only metamic if nothing got mixed in with the record from the body. So too, even after it totally decomposed, it can't get mixed up with anything else. If it does, it would not be metamic. So in this case, if it got mixed in with the dirt from the house, it would not be metamic. Rabbi's dam shenivla v'tzach habayis. Habayis talk. A rabbi's dam from a maze, which is a matter of dam that is needed to be metamic, but that was brought into the house and spilled onto the floor of the house and got absorbed into the floor of the house. The bias is tar, the revius tam would no longer be mitame since it was absorbed into the floor. Nivla b'ksus, If the Revi'ez Dam was absorbed into a piece of clothing, then the piece of clothing was brought into a house. If when that piece of clothing is washed, that a Revi'ez Dam would be expelled from that piece of clothing after it was washed, in such a case, this clothing that's brought into the house would be metame, ba'ay, or anything that is under the same roof as a piece of clothing. But if not, if when the ksus is washed, a Revi'ez Dam would not be expelled from the ksus, in such a case, the piece of clothing would not be metame, ba'ay, or would be tar. As the din is, shakol ha'balua, she'ene yachalatzeis tar. Anything that gets absorbed, that will not eventually get expelled, is tar. So therefore, this Revi'ez Dam that got absorbed into a ksus, since when the ksus is washed, it would not expel a Revi'ez of Dam. So therefore, it says if we have less than a Revi'ez of Dam here, so when the ksus is brought into a house, that ksus would not be mitami ba'al, anything else that is brought under the same roof.